Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon in the District of Columbia. I think that third bowl of gumbo got to me. Joining us now is our guy, Mr. Nui Scruggs from Dallas. What up, Nui?
What up, everybody?
Hey, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother.
What's happening with you? Is what you want most this 2025 for Jerry to sell the boys?
Nah, man. Jerry entertaining, bro. Jerry good for business. Jerry good for business for you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Jerry's
good
bad.
For business for a lot. Jerry good business for a whole lot of people, man. So, nah, man, I've always said, maybe it'll be a sad day when that man passed away. So, Jerry good for business.
So, seriously, though, to that point, Jerry is obviously an absolute amazing businessman. Cowboys are probably worth, I mean, nobody's actually going to sell them. If you actually sold the Cowboys, they're probably worth like $15 billion or something. I don't know.
A lot of money.
Right? But at some point, Jerry's got to decide what they're about. Is it about the business side of this or chasing championships? What do you think happens, not necessarily before Sunday, but Sunday, Monday going forward for Dallas?
I don't know. And I think anybody tries to tell you they think they know, they don't know. He's an 82-year-old emotional man now. One thing I wish Jerry would do, and I put a commentary out there, I wish Jerry would go back to being, you know, 47-year-old Jerry, who was bold, who bought the team, who fired Tom Landry and hired Jimmy Johnson. That guy who was out there making deals because he needed money with American Express to become the official credit card of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And now that whole sponsorship thing, man, he was that guy.
Yep.
He's not that guy anymore. So that's the issue, is which guy do you want to be? I remember when they passed on Johnny Manziel, he wanted Johnny in the worst way. And Stephen and Will McClay convinced him not to do it, son, Stephen Jones. And he said to Stephen, son, I bought the Dallas Cowboys, not laying up. That was a layup in terms of golfing.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to keep Mike McCarthy and running things the way you're running, fine. All you got to do, though, is really understand the Cowboys. Go look at that Netflix teaser that they got coming up, where he said it's bigger than football. 365 days a year. Like, he told him, he gave me the whole game right there. The whole game right there. Like, okay, yeah, guess what? This thing is, it's not really all about football. I'll give you a good example. Last year, I was at Carolina in Charlotte for the game between the Panthers. And that's when Jimmy was out there. We're like, what is Jimmy doing here? I mean, Jimmy Johnson, I mean, it was just a summer ago. He told me that he didn't have time for Jimmy sniveling about getting in the Ring of Honor. He was mad at Jimmy. We see Jimmy and Jerry on the field waving. Next thing you know, they take over the Fox broadcast. Talk about Jimmy's getting in the Ring of Honor. Then they come in the bowels of the stadium and hold a press conference. We're 15 minutes till kickoff. They start the press conference. Kickoff happens. They're still in the press conference.
That's crazy.
And then Jerry laughs. He's like, all right, guys, I got to go. I got to go call some plays. Yeah, but there, like, oh, yeah, there's a football game. So you know what the story was we did after the game, guys? About Jimmy getting a Ring of Honor. It wasn't about the game.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they beat Carolina Panthers. But, yeah, December 30th, Jimmy Johnson finally getting the Ring of Honor. That's what Jerry does, man. So there you go.
So, well, as you look forward, McCarthy, is he the coach of the team next year?
I don't know. Once again, I don't know how emotional aware he is with it. He hasn't given us enough clues. Jerry got older. He got more patient. I don't think the patience is what he needs to do. I like Mike, first. I like Mike. But he had 5 years. And when he got here, the charge was simple. Be better than Jason Garrett. Go further than Jason Garrett. That hasn't happened.
Nope.
And so many people are like, well, where do we go? He's done this or that. I mean, you know, he is like 12th on the all-time wins list. But somebody had really talked to me this week and last week, and they kind of said, you know what? Guess what? Other people are finding solutions. Look no further than what you guys have in Washington, DQ. You went and found a solution. The Rams went and found Sean McVay. Minnesota found KOC. 49ers fan found Kyle Shanahan. You can go find answers. At one point in time in this game, Jerry found Jimmy. So do you want to just run it back with Mike McCarthy? I don't really know if that's going to move the fan base, and the ultimate salesman is going to have a hard time trying to sell Mike McCarthy, because it's not like you're going to sell Mike McCarthy, hey, guys, we're back for one more year. Mike McCarthy's a free agent. So if he comes back here, he's going to want a 3 to 4 year deal. So, okay, guys, you're signing up now for a total of 8 years of Mike McCarthy or 9 years of Mike McCarthy. How many people are ready for that?
Yeah, and you're so – does it – talking with our friend Nui Scruggs from Dallas, covers the Cowboys. Do you think DQ coming here and having the immediate success, does Jerry even notice that? Is that something? Because now, granted, they've dealt with a lot of injuries, but the Cowboys' defense is kind of falling apart without him.
No. I mean, I say it from this standpoint. Jerry loved DQ, by the way. Okay? Loved DQ.
He's a great dude. I can see that.
Keep him around there, yes. And he paid him his head coach money to stay. But DQ would have had the same problems Mike had because Jerry wasn't spending any money. Okay? At the end of the day, DQ ran out the door and took a bunch of good players with him on defense.
Yeah.
Took Joe Witt with him, you know? And so you had that. And then the Cowboys didn't replace those players. Then the guys they thought they were going to go with couldn't get it done. They decided to go with a rookie center and a rookie left tackle, neither which ever played the positions before in college. There was a whole bunch of stuff. They had DQ stayed here. He had the same problems. I mean, rolling out Ezekiel. I mean, what are we doing with Zeke one more time?
What is the Zeke nonsense to release him so he gets a chance to go to a win? Look, nobody's picking him up.
Hey, man, that whole – when they left him at home, they should have cut him. It was done then. But Jerry likes him, so Mike's got to go ahead and go deal with all that stuff the way Jerry wants, because Jerry wanted Zeke around. Mike wanted Zeke gone the first time. You think he wanted him back? No. This is some of the stuff that we just watch, man, and deal with. So, but no, DQ would not have sat around. You know, put it like this. What you have in Washington would not have happened here in Dallas. It would not have happened to me because, once again, look at the personnel. Yeah, I said all year long, the GM wasn't GMing. It's not good.
Well, dude, Washington
broke every time we turned around. It just wasn't good.
Washington had the same dysfunction and malpractice going on until the last 18 months. Everything you're describing, like the coach is forced to deal with the player because the owner likes him and all that stuff, we had it here. We got off that boat.
Yeah,
and it's very – now, you and I text a lot. You and I are friends beyond just like our media relationship. You enjoy telling me that the folks in Dallas don't consider Washington a rival. Is that different now that Washington is succeeding and at least with Jaden Daniels looks to have a path towards sustainable success?
Stop it.
You don't think they're on a path to sustainable success?
Look, man.
It has to happen before they believe it.
The team people hate down here is Philadelphia. Because Philly's just so nasty. Okay? They're just nasty with everything, man. No. And then, you know, the Giants. Everybody thinks the Cowboys is their rival except the Cowboys. It's like Texas, man. You know, A&M hates them. Oklahoma hates them. It just comes with the brand. But, you know, Jaden Daniels, look, man, the guy's really good. The guy's really sensational to watch. Okay? He's fun. But, oh, by the way, the people are like, oh, man, Jaden Daniels is going to be a problem here for a minute. Yeah, we want to stop that about RG3. You know, show me something over time. Anybody can hit 1 year. Show me you can do it again and again. It's like C.J. Stroud down in Houston. People got all hyped up about C.J. Stroud after his rookie year. Look at him now. You know, this game is going – people going to catch on. And then let's see what happens over time. You know, that time will either expose you or promote you. But this whole thing with, hey, what about Washington rival? You got to go do something.
Yeah.
Go do something here. Philly's been doing stuff here.
You know, I totally agree with you on that point. Like I say it all the time. When a guy has a great year, I say, show it to me again. Because for me, when you show something, then now I expect it. And if I expect it, then you have to live up to a different level of expectation. But I've been around a lot of people, like you said, you mentioned Robert. I've been around a lot of people. This kid seems to be a little special. But I know if he does what he's doing this year in the next 2 to 3 years, it'll wake people up and say, we got to be concerned about Washington. Philly has been the one going to the Super Bowls. Philly's been the one winning the NFC East Championship. That's why they care about them at this point. I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, and the Philly thing goes, it goes back to Buddy Ryan, and maybe it's through the years, man. I mean, when Michael Irvin's career ended, you know, he was carried off the field. They was cheering on the stretcher. I mean, it's just Philly in general, man. It just involves bad stuff, man. I mean, remember the time Drew Pearson told me he had to leave the locker room and run out to the stands at the vet because his brother and dad were fighting in the stands with folks. I mean, it's just stuff with Philadelphia through the years.
Sure.
But look, you know, at the end of the day right now, the Cowboys are looking up to what Washington's got going on and looking up what Philadelphia's got going on. Actually, I picked Washington to actually make the playoffs this year, by the way, the beginning of the year.
I remember you were high on them.
Yeah, I think that much of DQ. DQ's a culture changer.
Yeah.
And you know, he brought it here and he brought it there. It's not a surprise. And Cliff, you know, I love Cliff. I love Cliff from his time over there at Texas Tech. And I think he's a really good offensive coordinator. Cliff can keep his ego in check, which some of these guys can't do that are play college, man. But Cliff can do that, man. And he's not always out here trying to make it about himself. So I just think DQ set up a good staff. Joe Witt Jr. is a heck of a damn play caller. He wanted the job here. I think it was a mistake to let him get out of the building. And I think they paid for it very early on here as they tried to meld Zimmer's system defensively into some of the concepts they were doing without the kind of personnel. And it hurt him early on. But now you're sitting around here, as Jeff Fisher said, with that 7-9 booja. And you tried to get beat on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just read that they might go with Trey Lance on Sunday. Do you actually buy that?
Well, Cooper Rush is supposed to be able to make some bonus money.
If I'm Cooper Rush, you can't keep me off that field.
You know, so I don't know what McCarthy's going to do. Trey Lance should have been playing 3 weeks ago, man.
Right.
I don't know what they're doing.
You
gave
him
a fourth-round pick. You paid the guy $5 million, and we don't know what he can do. All we've seen the guy make any meaningful plays are in the preseason. It's just so raggedy. It's like, well, what are we doing around here, McCarthy? Oh, try to finish strong and win. Yeah, Mike, I get it. You're auditioning for a job in other places as well. I get it. But damn it, we know what Cooper Rush is. We know. We don't need to see any more. We know.
Well, if I'm Cooper Rush, I want that money.
Hey, you know.
You know what they can do? They better go get the Texas State Police to come pull me off the field.
Hey man, Cooper Rush been making a nice bag around here for a long time. So I don't know how much Cooper could sit around here and complain. But the Cowboys have taken care of him very well from a dude from Central Michigan who they let go one time. The Giants came back home and has been living good. So yeah, either way, you know,
I also
I suspect he'll be back here next year anyway.
I do too. I think Cooper Rush is 2-0 in two starts against Washington. I know he's beat him twice. Maybe he started another one, but Cooper Rush has been good against Burgundy and Gold, for whatever that's worth. You mentioned Cliff. We're talking with our friend Nui Scruggs. You can watch him on TV down in the DF dub. Cliff Kingsbury, it's no secret he's going to be a head coach again. It's a matter of kind of when and where. Do you think Dallas would be a suitor for Cliff?
It's a good question. It's a good question. If Cliff says, you know what, man, I'll let Zim run this defense, I could see Jerry going for something like that. I could see it. But the whole thing and the whole question is about, can you be a leader of men?
Yeah.
And that to me is that's the question mark about Cliff and all these guys who call plays. Mm-hmm. Call plays is easy. But it's being a leader of men. And I'll give McCarthy credit there. That's where he really has done a good job. Because you can question some of the play calling Mike has. But in terms of being a leader of men and running a room and getting people to play hard and live up to a standard, Mike's done a really good job there. So I think that for Cliff and for anybody out there, and really in some ways, it's how do you rebuild your resume? You know, Dan Quinn had to do that. When Dan Quinn got here, I was like, man, this dude in this tired defense, like, really? And he rebuilt himself, and he came in, had a plan, and how do you know, and made sure he was better next time around. I think coaches can improve and get better. A lot of coaches the second time around have had, you know, the kind of success that they want. I mean, look at Todd Bowles down there in Tampa. We saw it with Pete Carroll when he got a second chance in the NFL. We saw it with Belichick. We saw it with Tony Dungy. Can we see it with Cliff Kingsbury? Yeah. I would just love to know, what's your program, and how are you going to show us you're more than just a dude who can call some plays?
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. Because
that's what you always say about Norv Turner.
Yeah,
Great play caller, was not a leader of men.
I think Jay Gruden can run offense. Mm-hmm. Jay Gruden can run an offense. The hot name is going to be Ben Johnson. I think Ben Johnson can run an offense, undoubtedly. I just wonder, Dan Campbell is a human force of nature. Like, running the offense without that human force of nature, I'm not sure how smooth that runs. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is another element to this of the human element that you can't just manufacture.
Yeah, we saw it with Josh McDaniels twice. You know,
right.
Guy couldn't sit around here and be a leader of men and call some plays. Yeah, Ben Johnson ain't coming to the Cowboys because Ben Johnson will want like $15 million, and Jerry doesn't pay coaches. That's the other thing. He doesn't pay coaches. But that to me, is always a trick when you talk about these play calls. And I hear people talk about Kellen Moore. I'm like, okay, yeah, can you stand up in front of a room and command it and get people to play? And sometimes we don't know. I wondered if KLC could do that, and clearly he could.
Right.
And he's fantastic. I wondered about that of Sean McVay. Clearly I was wrong. So – This is that question that I would have as an owner if I sat down there with Cliff. Hey, what's going to make you better than you were at Arizona and at Texas Tech? What did you learn?
Mm-hmm.
People can learn.
Yeah.
They can. But what did you learn?
He's been pretty open and authentic about that. Like, he's done some interviews. He talked a little bit about it yesterday, why he thinks he's ready for it in a different role. And just getting to know him a bit this year, he seems to have found – I don't know the right term for this, but like found this like inner calm.
Cliff?
Yeah. Like he's got this like, it's not arrogance, but there's this like inner calmness, confidence to him.
It's called athletic arrogance, as Coach Gibbs say. You got to believe in you, because if you don't, nobody gonna believe in you.
Hey, look, there's some positives about Cliff that I would tell people. I mean, here's a guy who played for Belichick, played with Tom Brady in the quarterback room with Tom Brady, and was coached by Mike Leach. He's been around some really good minds.
Right.
You know, and if he can put that thing all together, I kind of think about Pete Carroll, that Pete finally figured it out for himself, and, you know, he took off, became, you know, a legendary coach. Cliff would definitely be somebody that I think any smart NFL owner and GM should say, let's find out more. I go back to Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles is a great example of how this league can get it wrong. He was with the Jets, and people just, you know, labeled that he was with the Jets, and he had a bad GM. I think Mike McCagnan, I think, was it. A terrible GM. And, you know, luckily through him, he gets with Bruce Arians, and Bruce sets it up for Todd. He gets down there for 2 years. People kept waiting for Todd to get fired. And for 2 years, guess what? Todd ain't been fired. He's been out here getting it done. And then you realize, well, this man can coach. This man is a leader of men. And then, of course, you think about where Todd came from. Guy sat around here and, you know, played for Coach Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was assistant for Bill Parcells. I mean, the guy, and then he was there with Arians. I mean, the guy has been around some people. He knows how to lead. And it's clear, once again, this team had issues. And Tampa Bay's right there in the mix for a playoff spot. So can Cliff be that guy? That's the job of why executives need to do the work to figure out how do you find that person. And I would say that about Jerry. Having Cliff Kingsbury on your list of people would be something I would do, and figure out how can we make you better this next time. Because they damn sure did it with DQ here. Now, he was better. He did the SWOT analysis on himself to see what his strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats were. And look at what he's doing right now. It's no surprise.
Nui, last thing, because folks here have this pipe dream, and honestly, he kind of plays into it a little. Micah Parsons has talked openly about how much he loves DQ and how much he loved playing for Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and the relationship and all of these things. And the folks here are convinced that Washington's somehow going to trade for Micah Parsons. I don't think it's going to happen. Jerry tends to pay his stars. Do you think there's any way Parsons gets out of Dallas?
Tell me the last great player Jerry traded.
Right.
Huh.
I'll wait.
That he loved.
Right.
He didn't love Amari Cooper because Amari Cooper didn't get the COVID shot.
That's why he traded Cooper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got personal.
That's surprising.
Missed two games, too.
Mm.
He missed two games, and they lost two of them games. Oh, yeah. That got personal, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That got personal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
That got personal.
I think the people who think that's going to happen, they're losing their damn mind. That's not happening.
I agree. I just thought we'd at least ask boots on the ground in Dallas, Nui, and I thought he'd give us a pretty good answer, and he did.
Go back to when he came out of Penn State. He wanted to be a Cowboy. Wanted to be.
Sure.
He likes what he likes to spotlight. He like them state taxes.
I wish.
Nah, man, this dude's
here. Last thing. Who's winning the college football natty?
Ohio State got that $20 million payroll playing, ain't they? They playing, but I won't lie, man. I'll be rooting for Marcus Freeman out there in Notre Dame.
Not Hook'em?
No.
All right.
No, man. Dude, that's an insufferable fan base, bro.
Oh, tell me about it.
I mean, these people still crying about Colt McCoy in the damn national championship game by Alabama. We would have won if Colt didn't get hurt, but he played and he got hurt. It was big boy football. We out there got hurt against Alabama. Man, take that L. I mean, no, dude. These Longhorn fans, bro. Oof. Now, I love the AD, Chris Del Conte, my guy, because he was at TCU, he's my boy. But, man, no, dude, they win. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of them.
Nui, we got a break. Yeah. Otherwise, landfill's going to kill me. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you on Nui, Sunday.
Take care, brother.
Yo, B, JP, Happy New Year. God bless you, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, bro.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you this weekend. That's our guy, Nui Scruggs. Give him a follow, at Nui Scruggs. We're going to open these phone lines up next. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Really?
I guess. B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka.
Scotty, handcrafted.
We were drinking Scotty's on, what day did we play golf? Tuesday. We had fun out there.
Yep, it was fun.
A beautiful day. We stole a day. We were drinking Scotty's.
Stole a day. I'm going to try to steal one tomorrow, too.
Scotty's. I was drinking Scotty's and G2.
Jeff, we didn't call you because the course is too big for you.
Yeah, Jeff.
It's a grown man course.
Hey, bro, I could have kept the vibes up.
Nah, we weren't.
The vibes were strong.
The vibes were strong. I had my big ass speaker.
We were chilling.
We were listening to all your songs.
That's all right. By next year, I'll be able to play the big courses with y'all. No. I'm not saying beat y'all, but play the big courses with y'all.
We'll see.
A little bit.
All right. A number of things we need to Slamville, how do you want me to keep operational when you send a text like that?
Slamville's crazy, man.
Now listen, Darris Dameron reached out to me, Brian.
All right, what do you say?
Darris Dameron is the producer for Grant and Danny, the show that's on after us in the afternoon. We are excited to promote where Grant and Danny are today. But the boys in the aquarium, I think, have leveraged themselves into a quite good spot.
What do you say?
Jeff and Lamphill say, I'm not allowed to do the read for Grant and Danny, where they are this afternoon, until Darris sends them some Odyssey points.
I'm with that.
I kind of thought you would be.
And Darris coming in the studio?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Grant was like, man, you brought gumbo today. We're not in the studio. I'm like, I forgot.
And to that end, I must say I am freaking shocked that I tweeted about the gumbo when the show started. We've been eating gumbo all day. I have pie to serve in about an hour.
You haven't seen Chris Russell.
And we haven't seen Chris Russell. That is shocking.
I mean, the show doesn't start for an hour and a half.
Yeah, but generally, when there's food about, there's Chris Russell about.
I also texted him, and I was like, there's food here, Roost.
What'd he say?
He said he actually didn't say anything.
He texted me this morning, and I truly have no idea what this means. At 11:36 a.m., I got a text from Russell in quotation marks. It said, I like Toby with two smiley faces. What the hell does that mean?
Hold on. Who sent that?
Russell sent me a text in quotation marks. It says,
in other words, you say he's saying, back off of my territory.
He's calling Toby his side piece.
Yeah, it's a side piece. You trying to move in on his territory.
If I was Toby, I'd be terrified of being Chris Russell's side piece. Have to walk around holding his pocket.
I can see Russell right after my wait. What are they talking about?
Walking around rolling that bag.
Rooster did bring us donuts yesterday.
Rooster hit me the
Who
other
brought
day.
You donuts?
The Rooster.
He brought donuts when he knew we were in Ashburn.
No, olives. He hit me the other day.
And olives.
Yes, the olives.
He had like a football thing in his house, but I was already out. I wish I wasn't. Rooster lived 5 minutes, so I was going to go to his house, walk in with a bottle of bourbon and just wreck shop.
You were going to go to Rooster's house and watch football?
Yes. He invited me. That's he lives right down the street.
You guys should start hanging out more.
Sometimes when I'm at home, dog, I'm by myself, I'm just looking for somebody to call me just to go watch some football. Because I know
you don't like being at the house.
If they come back in the house, it's going to be like, can you do this? Can you do? No. I'm leaving.
Landfill, if B. Mitch goes to Rooster's house to watch football with a bottle of bourbon, would you go? Will that get Landfill out in public?
I might have to show up for that.
All right, Rooster, we're going to do that next weekend.
Can I go?
I was going to say, I'll drive down there, too.
Yes.
Roost about to have a party.
Hell yeah.
All right, Roost, we're coming for you. And maybe Toby, because that's your side piece, apparently. We'll find out. Toby said he's coming in. Rooster eventually has to come in. His show starts at 2 o'clock.
I thought it was Ask B. Mitch anything. Where the hell are we going?
I don't know, man. The phones are packed.
Damn, we had 12:36 and you still talking.
Dog, Reese is in St. Mary's.
What the hell?
Hello, Reese. Ask B. anything.
What's up, Brian?
What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? All right, I got a question for you, a good one. Dan Quinn, I mean, you know, the defensive coach, he, like me, I'm a defensive coach. So to stop the run, to stop the pass and all that passing, we have to stop the run first. So my question to you is, as a defensive man, I'm getting rid of one of them tackles because Teron Payne and Allen can't take control of the game by themselves. I'm getting rid of one of them. Which one is you getting rid of and why?
Which one I'm getting rid of and why?
That's cool.
All right. How far is the one? Everything comes down to contract. Where you have guaranteed money, where you don't have guaranteed money. You don't have guaranteed money, that's the easiest person to let go.
Allen's deal, I don't believe, has more guarantees. Allen actually played this year without
He played
guarantees.
Well. He played this year. You're right. I think that would be
Reese,
the easiest route
to
go.
Hold, dude. There's like a screaming dinosaur or something.
Yeah. If you look at it, that's the easiest route. And a lot of times, you look at the talent level, they're exactly the same. Kind of hard to decide which one, other than which one is closer.
Duran has $9 million guaranteed next year.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to point out Reese's voice sounded worse than mine. It sounds like he eats cigarettes for breakfast.
Well,
maybe a side of rocks.
You eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nah, man, I'm retired.
Nah,
Pat is in Spotsylvania. Pat.
You know what? Hold on. Pat, so hold on real quick. I listened to the show yesterday. Yesterday. And I now see what Landfill talks about when he go, you do that all the damn time. All right, what's up, Reese?
I think you're right. No, this is Pat.
Pat, what's up, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing
you know,
good.
I'm 30 years old, and this is the first time I've ever seen us have 11 wins. And the last time we won a playoff game was when I was in fifth grade. So, B. Mitch, my question for you, man, and on this glorious season, I don't care if people say about our schedule. We've had some good games this season. We've had seasons where, heck, we should have had way easier schedules, a lot more wins, and we never have. So I'm taking this year for all of its worth. I'm so excited about it. But I wanted to ask you, you know, what would it take for us to get to the NFC Championship game? That would be – I don't think any of us going into the season would have dreamed of that or even had that as a possibility going into it. But I just which team – do you feel like we'd have a better chance against the Bucks or the Rams? And what do you think would have to go right for us to get to that point?
I don't care which team it would take. I think what you say what we need to do to get there, we have to take two magnificent damn wins. You know, and I think the ultimate thing for me is I keep asking for that clean, damn near perfect game where all three phases play together. If they get all three phases playing as high as they can play, we've seen defense play spectacular at points. We've seen the offense come out and play spectacular. We've seen our special teams do it too. If we can get a 90% or better from all three phases in two straight games, we can end up in that championship game.
I think, to your point.
Because offensively,
yeah,
they score so many points, and they can put these long, sustained drives that puts pressure on the other team's offense. And if you score on their defense, the offense feel like they got to get rid of the run and start throwing the ball, it makes it easier for our defense.
If their offense is performing at its good peak level, it's a race to 40. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whenever you're in a race to 40, you're in the game.
There you go.
I just think the NFC is truly wide open. I think the AFC, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens have separated themselves from the rest. Like if I could, one of those three, I would guarantee is going to the Super Bowl to represent the AFC.
Chiefs, Bills, or Ravens. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
In the NFC, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell.
Right. It's wild. Like, dude, the Packers are going to be the 7th seed, and I think they could get to the Super Bowl. I think
Detroit,
Washington could.
Injuries can hurt them, or they play. They don't care. Minnesota, they can stay like they've been. Or they can finally Sam Darnold can wake up. You know what I'm saying? But Washington is that team. Nobody always say, well, you don't want to see this team. They don't want to see Washington either. Because you just don't know what five might do.
Totally. So five, it everything is different now.
Yeah.
And it's funny, we were talking in the press room the other day about like who's been covering them for how long and what all you've experienced.
It's a press room. I haven't been in a while.
You didn't come, I guess, you since last week?
Oh, you mean at the park?
Yeah, at the park.
I thought you mean like the press box.
No.
Over there yesterday. I didn't see y'all, though.
Okay.
You were working, so I didn't want to bother you.
You came over there and then just didn't come through?
Well, I came in, and immediately they took me to go do my filming. And then they were
You were in the annex?
Yeah.
Like with Yoakum?
I walked in, they say, hey, we can go right now. We walk right out, and then I went right to my car and kept going.
That's amazing. That's cold-blooded.
I didn't want to bother you and Toby. I was working, man. Dude,
it would not have been a bother. Shout out to our boy, Brian Burrows, just hit me up. And he said you promised him gumbo when y'all were eating steak in Arizona.
Jeff, you got another container? We could take Burrow some gumbo.
I told him to just come in here. We'll be here another hour.
Yeah, where the hell yet, Burrow?
All right, phone lines are packed. We're going to keep them going. I'm going to try to break on time.
Text me. Tell me where yet. We'll figure it out.
It's Beamish and Finley. We're good. There have been a number of chaotic episodes of the Beamish and Finley program, but we're approaching peak chaos.
We love chaos.
We thrive in chaos. We were born in this. Chris Russell's here wearing truly one of the biggest shirts I've ever seen in my life. Roost.
I mean, this is many pounds ago.
You've got to throw that shirt away.
I understand that.
It is too large.
It's just like
it goes down to your knees.
All right, but it matched this, so I didn't want to.
So you're wearing this.
What's the new shirt they got out?
Fashionable?
What's the shirt they call the something fit?
Dry fit?
Dry fit.
No, not dry fit. It's the new shirts that they untuck. You need to get some of those.
If you
tuck that with Rooster, it'd be below
your
butt.
Here's the deal. I need a sponsorship. I'd be more than happy to pimp any product that there is. If I can get some free clothes out of it, good deal.
Doug, you got to get rid of this shirt. Okay. I'm in this as a friend.
All right.
I have a number of questions
here,
for
can
you.
I tuck it in to make it better?
No.
if you tuck it, it might go down to your inner knees and stuff.
Roost, let's start at the top of my list.
Oh, boy.
Where the hell you been? It was Gumbo Friday.
We talked about Gumbo at like before 10, so we figured you would be here by 10:05.
Well, I mean, I didn't know about the Gumbo. I heard about it on the way in, so I was like, well, Landfill actually texted me and Matt and said it's Gumbo. You know, B. Mitch made Gumbo, so here I am looking for Gumbo.
You're very late. Normally, you're here very early when there's food about.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, me too, and I cook gumbo.
Not ironing the shirt.
I didn't cook gumbo. Not ironing in the shirt. I was watching all sorts of things. I mean, I watched
grinding the tape.
I watched
all 22.
Yeah, exactly. I watched Cakes on the Junkies by himself. I mean, figuring out
all of us do that.
Cakes, I love you, and you know, your wife. I ran to the thing. We gonna one finger salute you, Cakes.
Yeah,
we've done one man show.
Who's
you doing one man show every damn day?
Every day,
Cakes, and they make it like it's the only time it happens. We do this all the damn time.
Yeah,
I mean,
all right.
What the hell?
The Junkies aren't used to living like that.
So let's
in that neighborhood.
Let's ask another question. Uh-huh. Speaking of the neighborhood,
yeah,
it's my understanding you're gonna host us all for a party at your home.
Yes. At some point, we will.
You invited me.
I told
you
invited me, but
well,
I was already out.
I didn't.
I told him now I say I was coming the next time, and everybody now has invited themselves.
I invited B because he lives close by. I didn't think you would come from Maryland, so I said, screw it.
You act like Maryland's like Vermont. It ain't that far.
I mean,
probably won't come if he invites you.
I probably won't. But I'd still like to be invited.
There you go. All right.
The odds of me actually doing stuff are always very minimal.
Consider yourself all invited.
Including Landfill.
What
about Jeff? No. Jeff smokes weed in the house. Is that okay?
Well, no.
No, he smokes outside.
No, can't do that.
What about gummies?
I'll throw them in the pond. I live on a pond.
Chris Russell has waterfront property?
Yeah. No, that's a lake. It's not a pond.
Or a lake, whatever.
It's a lake. Lake what? Front.
B. Mitch knows.
Lake front.
There's a pond. The pond's B-Mitch good for
knows.
You. Rooster
Eddie has a little boat
property.
In the back.
You got a boat?
No,
with a troll on it.
Boat. Stop.
If you got a boat, I'm going to burn this shirt. If you got a boat, you can afford a new shirt.
I don't have a boat. I barely can have enough money to buy a new shirt. Never mind a boat.
Is your badge? Okay.
What? I mean, it's what we have to use to get in and out of
I thought it was attached to your
prison.
Shirt, bro.
No.
That's all.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All.
So I thought you were making fun of me for wearing a badge.
Have you had any gumbo yet?
I have not. I looked at it, and I saw crabs, and Jeff was heaping, like, all sorts of things into
crabs,
his
shrimp,
you know, takeaway bowl
and
you know, all that.
Jeff, how many Tupperware? Is Jeff gone?
Yeah, of course.
No, he went to buy some more Tupperware dishes.
Where is he acquiring all of these Tupperware?
He's going to CVS now, I'm sure, because
I think
normally we will have Greg, Danny, we will have Darius, and they're not, I don't think none of them are here, right?
No. Oh. Yo, speaking
of... Darius will be here later.
Hold on. Speaking
but he
of Darius,
can't have seafood.
Have you received any Odyssey points yet, Landfill? Grant and Danny, we're going to do a promo read for their remote show today.
Mm-hmm.
But
Landfill
and Jeff have decided we will not do the promo read until they send Landfill and Jeff Odyssey points.
Landfill, you are really trying to shake down everybody for these Odyssey points. Go out with us on a Friday night or to the Christmas party, and I'll give you my damn Odyssey points,
CK,
and you wouldn't even do that.
CK
he wants
told
to
me
give you his damn Odyssey points.
And CK had 3,700 points.
3,700?
Landfill trying to get those.
I gave some. What is you want a backpack, Landfill?
I put my all
no,
mine
I
in.
Got the blanket.
Everyone I had, I put in on trying to win $1,000.
Can we put a pot together to get Landfill a backpack?
I was trying to win $1,000. I didn't give a damn about a blanket. Yo,
one thing I know about Odyssey, they ain't giving anybody $1,000.
Oh, they got the free $1,000 thing.
It's like a raffle ticket.
Yeah, but I put all my tickets in.
Roost,
yes.
One thing you want to see from the Washington Commanders in Dallas?
Please stay healthy. Please don't get Jaden Daniels crumpled up like an accordion like you did on Sunday night. Please keep him healthy. Please get him out of there as quickly as you can. Like, meaning take a 20-point lead so I don't have to worry about anything.
I hear
a Cowboy fan talking about not going to have him.
Yeah, Donnie's
I wanted to throw an elbow
Donnie
to his forehead.
Donnie claims he's scared of the mic. Now he's just commenting and hanging out in the background. It is an audio medium, Donald.
Here, Don.
It's always close. We know that. It's not going to happen like it.
But I already referenced it. 2015, I think, is the best hope. They clinched in week 16. They had to go to Dallas week 17.
They ran off
like three early touchdowns, got up big. Colt finished.
If y'all
the game.
See this person out there? Take a shot at him.
Roost, who do you think the best?
Ask those type of questions.
I mean, he asks
you
all the tough
weirdest
questions.
SOB in the world,
and you guys say I'm the horniest guy in the universe or whatever the hell you call me. I'm not. I'm not wearing burgundy. I'm not wearing anything.
It's true.
Hey, I think he's changed the color. He
must
wears
have been
blue.
A boring night.
He
in the
wears
Russell house last night.
He wears blue a lot now.
You know what?
No, I got to avoid wearing all the burgundy that I have because of you two clowns.
Left hand up. I'm going to be mature. We have the governor coming on the line. We got a break.
Okay.